Music with Meaning presents. Tom the Gangster.
It's time to close. No more customer now. Just take those back to the storeroom. And oh, another customer after all. Yes, may I?
All right. Oh, get your hands up. This is a stick-up.
Oh, you are? Oh.
That's right. I'm Tom the Gangster, and this is my terrible gang of robbers, buddy. So you better put them up or I'll shoot. Okay, boys, empty the cash register.
No, no, please, 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 Mr. Tom, don't rob me, please. I have a big family to feed. And please, don't take my money.
Get your hands up. Oh.
Tom, you shot him.
You shot him, boss.
Shut up. Floyd, quick, put him in the car. We'll drive him off the bridge into the river so the police won't find him. Come on, each of you grab an arm.
You heard the boss, Mick. Come on.
Right.
Did the police find the poor shopkeeper, Uncle Simon?
Oh, yes, they did, Mary. The next afternoon.
We got the car, Chief. We're pulling it up.
Okay, open up the door. Let's see if he's inside.
Yep, sure enough. It's the poor Greek store owner. Looks like another gang killing, Chief.
Now listen, lads. All this killing and robbing people in Miami has got to stop. We've got to get their leader. What is it, Sergeant?
Tom the Gangster has just been spotted going into a downtown hotel with his girlfriend, Naomi.
Okay, that's it. We've got him. Let's go, boys.
At the hotel.
Quite a take, I must say. Not bad. Eh, Naomi? We must have robbed the old guy's life savings.
Yeah, but Tom, I think it was very wrong to shoot him.
Ah, come on, Naomi. He had it coming. Are you getting nervous? Listen, you're already in too deep to back out now, sweetheart. You're mine forever. Quick, answer the door. See who it is.
Who is it?
Room service with clean towels.
Yeah, okay. Just give them to me.
Hey, wait a minute!
Tom, it's the police!
Stop him! He's getting away out the window!
Did you get him?
He got away.
Well, we got his girlfriend anyhow. Come on, little girl. You have a date with the judge in the morning.
Did they put Tom's girlfriend in jail?
Well, you see, Mary, she was only 15 years old, and she'd been a good girl until she got mixed up with Tom the gangster. And so the judge didn't want to put her in jail. And so guess what happened? He asked Grandmother whether she would take care of her. And so Naomi went to live with the Brandt family.
Okay, children, let's sing that song again.
Happy now, happy now.
Look at Naomi, Virginia. She's so happy now. Who would ever believe that she used to be mixed up with a mob of gangsters?
Yes, she's so sweet and good with the children. And to think that only 1 week ago, she spent her life hurting and robbing people.
But now she's learning to live her life to love and give to others.
Oh, Yama, it's a real miracle.
Yes, and thank God she doesn't ever want to go back to that gang anymore.
But meanwhile, at Tom's hideout.
So they didn't put her in prison. They gave her to a preacher lady, huh?
What, boss?
What does Naomi think she's doing? Making a fool of me? Nobody leaves Tom just like that. I want Naomi back tonight, Floyd.
Okay, boss.
Get her back, Mick.
Okay, boss. Okay.
Even if you have to kidnap her.
Come on. Good. Everyone's asleep.
Here's the knife, Mick.
Give me that. Now slit open this window screen. Nail me out.
Huh? What's that sound?
Oh, no! Ah! Mother! Mother! Mother, come quickly! Someone's cut the screen of my window trying to get in and get me!
They wouldn't dare do such a thing as that.
Oh, they would, they would. I know. They've done it. Just come and see for yourself.
I'll go see. Look. Naomi's right. Someone's cut clear across the bottom of the screen and halfway up one side. A man could have crawled right in.
Thank the Lord. Your cry must have scared him away. We'd better call the police.
And so back at the hideout.
What? You fool! You bungled it! Now the cops are going to be guarding that house 24 hours a day. They'll probably move Naomi to a new hiding place.
Yeah, but boss, the preacher woman will know where she is.
You know what, Floyd? For once, you're right. But I'll tell you, that preacher woman had better watch out, or she's going to get herself hurt if she's not more careful. And if I can't get Naomi, I'll get her instead. And I swear, she'll tell us where Naomi is.
I'm sorry, but we need to move Naomi to a safer place, Mrs. Brandt. We don't want to endanger you anymore.
I understand, Chief.
Oh, Mother, I've been so happy here. I'll never forget the love that you've shown me. Now I know that God is the only one that can put real meaning into my life.
Goodbye, Naomi. We love you. And remember, you belong to the Lord now. The devil can't get you back once you're saved.
Oh, yes, I know that. I do. Oh, Mother, thank you so much. I love you. Please be careful. I'll be praying for you.
Naomi, you should come and get in the car now. Now, remember, Mrs. Brandt, don't ever go anywhere alone. It's too dangerous. Tom and his gang might still decide to get you.
So what happened after that, Uncle Simon?
Well, Mary, Grandmother tried to follow the police chief's advice, but one night she and Greta, David's governess, stayed too late at church.
Oh, Greta, are we the last ones here?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my goodness. We should have had a man stay behind with us. Well, Greta, can you follow me very closely in your car?
Yes, of course, Sister Virginia.
Okay, then. Let's go.
But they'd hardly driven a block up the street when suddenly, out from a dark side street, roared this motorcycle.
What are those crazy guys on that motorcycle think they are doing? Goodness, such reckless drivers these days. Oh, no! Those two men are racing towards Sister Brandt's car. Oh, Lord! One of them is jumping on the running board of her car, trying to get in. Lord, Jesus, help me! This old lady is going to give those two hoodlums what they deserve. Hold on, Grandmother. I'm going to knock them off.
Nick, watch out.
Hey!
Oh.
Floyd?
Yeah, Mick?
The boss is going to be mad.
Yeah. Tom ain't gonna like this.
so Greta and Grandmother foiled the gangsters that time.
Why didn't Grandmother and Greta carry a gun?
Well, because she didn't want people carrying guns, and she knew that the Lord would take care of her. Anyway, one Saturday, she went with her family to the beach.
Oh, this is wonderful. Such fun on the beach.
Especially after all we've been through lately.
But I do have to preach tomorrow. I need to go somewhere quiet to get my sermon ready.
But you can do that here, can't you?
No, I have to go someplace quiet, where I can read and rest and pray.
Are you forgetting what the police chief said about never going anywhere alone?
It's been quiet lately, Greta. And anyway, after the beating you gave them last time, I think they'd be afraid to tangle with us again.
Okay, well, if you're sure it's all right...
I'll just drive down the beach away from everyone. Not far away, just a block or so.
Did you hear that, Mick?
Yeah, Floyd. A block away and all alone.
Come on, come on. Let's go.
There she is.
Perfect. She's got her back to the window.
Floyd, where's the gun?
Shh. Put your gun away. We just need mine. Now just hold still, sister. That's a real honest-to-goodness pistol at your head. But we're not going to hurt you. Just give you a little haircut.
Yes, just cut off all your hair.
She's fainting on her horn!
Uh-oh, people are looking this way!
Let's get out of here!
Have you seen her, boss?
Yeah, boss. Yeah.
Good work, boys. Here, have a drink.
Don't worry, boss. She won't be preaching about Jesus tomorrow.
Not with half her hair gone.
That'll teach her not to play around with Tom the gangster.
What's this? They've cut off half my hair. I'm almost bald on one side. Oh, no. How can I speak in church tomorrow? Oh, Lord, show me what to do.
Jesus will suffer persecution, but the Lord always takes care of us, doesn't he?
Floyd, her hair.
It's impossible.
It's all grown back.
Let's get out of here. Tom ain't gonna like this.
But Uncle Simon, how did her hair grow back?
Aha, I thought you might be wondering that. Well, when she prayed, the Lord told her to go to a beauty parlor and take the hair that the gangsters had cut off and make it into a wig.
I bet Tom was really mad.
Oh, yes, and he wasn't through with Grandmother yet.
I mean, I don't know how she got a full head of hair. We cut it, didn't we, Mick?
Yeah, we cut it, boss. We cut it. We did cut it.
Shut up! I've had it with that woman. She's gonna pay for keeping Naomi from me.
But what do we do?
Kill her! Huh? Right in her church.
Floyd? Floyd?
Yeah, what?
Floyd. Can I shoot her? Oh, please, can
Put the gun away, you idiot. It's too loud. Here. This big rock will be much quieter. Here. Help me get it up to that window. Up there.
Careful.
drop it on her from here.
Yeah, but Floyd, how do we know that she's...
She walks under this window every night. Here she comes.
I see her, Floyd. I see her.
Get ready. Now.
Oh.
We got her, Mick. We got her.
Let's get out of here. Hurry.
Virginia. 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 Are you all right?
Oh.
By a miracle, the stone had missed her head and hit her in the stomach. Although Grandmother was sick for a very long time, the Lord healed her, and she lived.
Well, I'm sorry, lads, but this has gone too far. Tom and his gang have killed so many people, and now they've tried to kill the evangelist lady. We've tried to arrest them, but they've shot our policeman and got away. It's our duty, lads, to guard this community and protect its innocent people. So from now on, lads... It's no more arrests. It's shoot to kill. Hello, police department.
Hello, chief?
Yes, this is the chief.
This is Sam from the root beer stand. Three of Tom's gang are here.
Are you sure about that, Sam?
I'm sure. I'd know those thugs anywhere.
Sam, do you have any other customers?
No.
Where are you right now?
I'm in the kitchen in the back.
Stay there and get down. And, Sam?
Yes?
We'll pay for the damages.
Boy, that was a good hamburger. I want another one.
Yeah, me too. Hey, waiter, you got customers.
Hey! We want some more hamburgers.
That's funny. I wonder where the waiter is.
Hey, waiter, where are you? I want another hamburger.
Take the police! Traffic! Oh.
They did?
Yeah.
Two down. How many to go?
About 10 or so.
It'll be good to have a quiet town again once we've got the rest of them.
Yeah, sure, this is Tom's place.
I'm sure, sure.
Maybe he got tipped off and knows we're here. After all, we've been here 5 hours.
Shh! Here he comes. Now stay down, boys. Wait for my signal. Okay, let's go. All right, Tom, this is it. We've got you.
Don't move.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot.
I surrender. Ah, you got me. Just let me turn my car off.
Look out, Chief! He's got a gun!
This is for you, Chief!
Get him, lads!
He's dead! We got him! Chief! Chief! Are you all right?
I don't know. My head feels odd.
Looks like his bullet cut a groove right across your head. You may not be able to grow any hair there, Chief. But you'll live.
Well, I'm just glad that the people of Miami can breathe freely once again. And that's the last we'll hear of Tom, the gangster.
And so Tom got what he deserved, and nobody was very sorry because he'd killed and robbed so many people and was so bad. Naomi got saved, and the Lord took care of the Brandt family, and that was the last gang of mobsters Miami had in those days. So watch out for bad people, and keep your eyes open, and always pray. But don't worry or be fearful, because Jesus will always take care of us and protect us from bad people. Like Tom, the gangster.